How would you go about comparing the Condylar CBCT images of one of your patients from before and after treatment to determine whether any morphologic change had occurred? CBCT offers improved visualization of bony changes of the temporomandibular joint compared to traditional two-dimensional images, but quantification of those changes is difficult due to the complexity of 3D superimpositions. Some idea of what may be in our future was published recently in the journal Dentomaxillofacial Radiology in a paper called Regional 3D Superimposition to Assess Temporomandibular Joint Condylar Morphology. Let me tell you about how these authors went about validating a procedure to objectively compare condylar morphology. 36 subjects with previously acquired CBCT scans were analyzed. 12 patients with a clinical diagnosis of osteoarthritis were compared to 12 similarly aged healthy control subjects. An additional 12 patients provided a longitudinal sample, having CBCT scans acquired prior to jaw surgery, immediately after surgery, and 1 year after jaw surgery. All scans were reformatted to a standard voxel size of 0.5 millimeter, and surface models were constructed using a semi-automatic and manual segmentation method. For comparison between control subjects and osteoarthritis patients, significant variability in condylar morphology existed, requiring a landmark-based superimposition method. The coordinate system was standardized using 25 points on each surface model. An average mesh for each sample group was created, and 3D point-wise subtraction was performed to calculate surface differences. In the longitudinal group, voxel-based registrations were possible, using the condyles as regions of interest. Surface changes were again calculated between various time points. Using this method, significant differences between the condyles in control subjects and in patients with osteoarthritis were seen, especially bone loss of the lateral and medial poles. The authors also demonstrated that longitudinal voxel-based registration could be reliably performed with small mean inter-observer differences. This registration allowed visualization and quantification of bony changes in cases showing marked resorption of the condyle following orthognathic surgery. What this means to us is that techniques using open-source software to superimpose CBCT images are reliable for longitudinal superimpositions and across-subject registrations. The challenge is that these techniques are still labor-intensive, but I think this paper is important in showing that methods of superimposing CBCT images are being developed and showing good results. These methods improve each year and hopefully will soon be available for quick and easy comparisons in clinical practice. If you're interested in performing these comparisons on your own, the software used is all open source, and you can consult the article for details. Check it out in the journal Dentomaxillofacial Radiology.